Sum 41 was started 11 years ago in Ontario, Canada, as the group Casper. The name was changed in 1996.
The story is we started the band 41 days into the summer.
But we don't know if that's 41 days from June 21st
from school,
or from when school... I don't know when school ended.
I don't remember when it was, but...
The band's choice of a title for their latest CD, Underclass Hero, has significant meaning.
The title track, I mean, it also kind of represents the process of this record, of really starting at sort of a low point in the bottom of where we were trying to go with this idea, and then you're coming through with the best thing that we've ever done. All of it is really, it's just really deeply personal. And it's all things in my life, things that have happened to me growing up, and just everything. It's just about how I feel about certain things, I guess.
Sum 41's new song is called Walking Disaster.
That's about being at a certain age, you know, like a teenager, and sort of being unsure of your place in the world, and I'm just not really understanding what your direction is, and leaving home only to find you end up living a life in a very negative way, and realizing that you had what you had before that was really right all along.
In addition to being Sum 41's lead singer and guitarist, Derek Whibley is a songwriter and producer. He says it's difficult to find a favorite part of the process.
I mean, writing and performing is the best part, but after a while, you get tired of just writing, and then you want to perform. And you perform for a year every night, and then you get kind of tired of that, and you want to go back to just make an album. So it just kind of goes back and forth, and then, you know, sometimes you really want to just go produce something else for somebody else. It all depends on, you know, how just the certain time and how much you've been doing one particular part of it.
One of Derek's recent collaborations was with wife, pop-punk singer Avril Lavigne. He co-wrote and performed several songs for her current album.
They're like a fast, upbeat song. Steve played the drums on them.
That's what I do.
And it was a really easy process because we were actually doing our record at the same time. So we had everything already set up, and she was in the studio across from us, and she wrote these two songs and just asked if I would do them. So, you know, I just went in, Steve played, I put the bass and guitars on, and then she sang it, and it was done.
Despite losing their guitarist, Dave Baksh, in 2006, and changing management, Derek feels this new CD is edgier and faster than their previous work.
In every possible way, it's our best record.
Well thought out, I think.
Sum 41 will remain on the road through the end of November in support of Underclass Hero. I'm Larry London, VOA News.